It's 11:15. Which means it's time for another trip across the channel with Nick St. George.
Quel dommage, quel dommage, Martin. Martin, quel dommage.
Welcome to the second and final part of Music from Little Britain, a swift introduction to the traditional music of Brittany and what's happened to it in recent years. That was Malicorne, purveyors of folk rock, that 1970s musical hybrid which spawned the likes of Fairport Convention and Steel I Span on this side of the channel. And you might think, in that example at least, that the style is showing its age. Often it's the more subtle blends of old and new which prove to be the more successful and the more enduring. Although Gwers are, like Malicorne, no more, their arrangements played on a variety of instruments, including violin, guitars, percussion, and the Illan pipes, have a far longer shelf life.
Thank you.
Guez, named after the Breton style of ballad, recorded live in 1992. A number of the established Breton bands of today were born out of the fest-noz circuit. These night feasts or dances were the traditional home of the pipes and bombard duos and the Canha Discan singers. But it was the groups such as Blazy Roux and Sonerian Dou which took the fest-noz into the late 20th century. Purists may object, but the bands have brought a new and younger audience to music which is still absolutely in the tradition. Sonerian Dou, with electric guitars and accordion, but playing that ubiquitous and unmistakable Breton dance, the Andro, from the Van country. Eric Liorzou plays guitar and mandola with Blazy Roux, the Red Wolves. He argues that the excesses of electric folk were pruned back by the demands of a traditional force.
I think the main movement came from dancers, who were fed up with all that, you know, hearing all, you know, every Saturday night the same, exactly the same thing, and they said, we don't want it anymore, you know, it's boring. And also, the beats in rock and roll and Breton music are totally different. So when lots of people had very good drummers, rock drummers, but they didn't know how to accompany traditional Breton dancing, because it's not 1-2-1-2, it's something, you know, more difficult. Everything in Breton language, which is for us very important to keep that language alive, because it's very important. It's the way people think in Brittany most of the time, not only French but also other ways, and then keep that music, Breton music, alive as well, which is also, you know, one of the goals we try to follow. I think it, you know, just playing that music and singing in Breton is strong enough in a way. You know, we don't have to wear flags or whatever, you know, and demonstrate. No, it's just play our own music. I think it's strong enough.
Nemes gwell pe va vochel, autant salen ur scudel. Nemes gwell pe va vochel, autant salen ur scudel. La rezidence est magnifique. Mais la place à Wabi en est carrée, les temps c'est magnifique. Mais la place à Wabi en est.
Mais je souhaite que les rougeaux de tes bras de courant va rouvrir. Mais je souhaite que les rougeaux de tes bras de courant va rouvrir. Tes bras glaisés aux eaux hostiles, à raiser au monde dans l'armée. Tes bras glaisés aux eaux hostiles, à raiser au monde dans l'armée.
Et me souhaite en l'on en nergaz et ben gribar et ben. Et me souhaite en l'on en nergaz et ben gribar et ben. Gant sur mon sol, la la halau, trégit me, ne la ronke gau. Gant sur mon sol, la la halau, trégit me, ne la ronke gau. Trégit me, ne la ronke gau. Trégit me, ne la ronke gau. Trégit me, ne la ronke gau.
N'évoquez pas aux Américains, en histoire en proche pentabène. N'évoquez pas aux Américains.
Et me souhaite un heurlon en nergaz avec ben cribar et ben. Et me souhaite un heurlon en nergaz avec ben cribar et ben. Gant sur mon sol, la la halau, trédit me, ne la ronke gau. Gant sur mon sol, la la halau, trédit me, ne la ronke. Trédit me, ne la ronke. Trédit me, ne la ronke.
Lazy Roo with a little Breton surrealism. Ah, Gavier, The Lies. Lyrics, traditional. Music, Eric Liorzou. It's now commonplace in these days of world music for traditional musicians to cross over into other cultures and musical styles. There's an intriguing marriage, for example, between Breton music and jazz. The bombarde turns out to be a mean jazz instrument. And in programme one, I mentioned the pan-Celtic phenomenon. The new wave of Breton musicians are being increasingly influenced by Irish music in particular. But the net is being cast even wider than that. Éric Marchand, formerly of Guez, now has a trio in which Brittany, India and the Arab world meet.
La 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 Ninon que te vêtement de Paris, ignore yo. Ninon que le vêtement de Paris, ignore yo. Pas de ce que tu des ancêtres, la 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 Le grand roi de son seul n'a donc qu'évite réel. Le gare est son mère, il monte, il est là, 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 l'éternel.
Trio Eric Marchand. Brittany is a land of ancient history, myths and legends. Karnak is said to be the oldest continually inhabited place on Earth, and Bretons share the Arthurian legends with the British. This heritage has inspired the man whose commitment to the Celtic harp first led the world beyond St. Malo to take note of Breton music. Alan Stivell was the son of a harp maker and became a championship-winning pipes player and director of a pipe band, or bagat. At the same time, he learnt Breton and other Celtic languages before launching a folk rock band which in its time has employed many top Breton musicians, including Gabriel Yacoub from Malicorn. Stivell's modestly entitled 1971 album, Renaissance of the Celtic Harp, proved to be the international breakthrough. Alan Stivell has been prone to New Ageism, with the Symphonie Celtique album of 1979 being a particularly meandering effort, although it's hailed by some as a masterpiece. But for all his occasional indulgences, at least he's never gone as far as Tree Yan. This outfit describe what they do as folk rock Celto-medieval. Despite this, they've been together in various lineups for 25 years, and they're often bombastic, sometimes beautiful music is never less than entertaining. They're also one of Brittany's most politically radical groups. They sing traditional songs of Breton heroism and write their own material about such issues as nuclear power and the Amoco Cadiz disaster. They've even dedicated an instrumental to the president of Sinn Féin. This is one of their hits, a traditional counting song in Canhard Discan style, La Jument de Michaud, but with added electricity.
C'est dans 10 ans, je m'en irai. J'entends le loup, le renard chanter.
Et j'entends le loup, le renard et la belette. J'entends le loup, le renard chanter.
Et j'entends le loup, le renard et la belette. J'entends le loup et le renard chanter.
C'est dans 9 ans, je m'en irai. La jument de Michaud a passé dans le pré. La jument de Michaud, son petit poulain a passé dans le pré. Manger tout le foin.
La jument de Michaud et son petit poulain a passé dans le pré.
Jument de Michaud, elle s'en repentira.
So, the Breton traditional music of the late 20th century has been through many phases, from electric guerzu to syncopated bombouts, from pan-Celticism to reclaimed dance rhythms. But what's its current state of health? Eric Liorzou of Blazy Roux.
It was really high time, very good time, early 70s. Then went down a little bit, let's say early 80s. And he's coming back again now. Because, let's say, children are a lot more into that kind of music. And they learn it a lot now. There are more schools, more organisation about it. So they can learn it more easily. And they played well. Now you have new bands, new songs, new voices. So I find it very interesting now. Yeah.
This is Blazy Roux, along with a host of musicians from Galicia, Castile, Ireland and Cornwall, with a track from Hent Sant Jaques, The Road of St. James, an album which follows a musical journey from Brittany to Santiago de Compostela. Now how's that for a pan-Celtic project? My name is Nick St. George. Music from Little Britain has been a Heavy Entertainment production for BBC Radio 3.
C'est un bon message, il est de ronde, Jean-Jacques, tu sais. Ready there, and there comes la red de game, and James O'Arabe. The gay as Jean-Jacques is, we own a bit, come and no wish maro. Oh, we wish can buzz a bit, and then Valerien honde Jean-Jacques, c'est le David Provenelles. C'est le David à Pompérec et Trésor à Carijoubet. C'est le David à Pompérec et Trésor à Carijoubet.